Welcome to the almost end of financial year edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday, June 29th, 2025. And we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators, on 1.862 MHz by any takers, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by any takers, 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and on UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and as a trial, HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. And if you missed today's broadcast, you can catch the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And we start with WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. And Stuart, VK7FADZ, travelled to Hart's Peak Summit in Hart's Mountains National Park. The summit stands at 1,253 metres. He made 6 contacts on the 40-metre band, earning 13 SOTA points for the activation. Travis, VK7VXT, headed to Collins Bonnet Summit, the second highest peak in the Wellington range, and he logged 4 QSOs and added 13 SOTA points to his tally. Travis had planned 2 activations in the Greater Western Tiers but had to postpone them due to high river levels blocking access to the trails. Angela VK7AMP and Tony VK7LTD activated Calvert's Hill Nature Reserve at Sanford, and the reserve is notable for being home to the endangered Eucalyptus morrisbii, a species found only in Tasmania. Both Angela and Tony enjoyed a steady stream of contacts during their activations. And Hayden VK7HH brought along his camera and a radio for an activation of Truganini Conservation Area using an ICOM 7610 powered by an Anker Solix portable power station, a very capable setup for park activations. Rodney VK7HAM, Peter VK7ZPE and Al VK7Alpha Nancy spent their Wednesday afternoon activating the Tamar Conservation Area, covering around 4,633 hectares along the Tamar River estuary. The area has been activated 15 times by local and interstate activators. And POTA is an expanding list of activatable references to include rivers that contribute to preserving Australia's story and heritage. To qualify for activation, you must be within 100 feet of the riverbank or on the river itself. Hayden VK7HH and Matt VK7MAT are currently working on adding eligible VK7 rivers to the POTA database. VKFF is currently looking for volunteers to support the program in several roles. Available positions include a Boomerang Award manager, who will oversee the award that recognises activators and hunters for logging the same VKFF reference multiple times. 2 overseas award managers to process VKFF awards earned by international operators, and in addition, regional promotional representatives are being sought for each state and territory, and these reps will work with their respective state managers to help promote the program at a local level. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact Paul, VK7 Papa Alpha Sierra, who is the VKFF National Manager at VKFFAustralia, or one word, at gmail.com. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And Myena is back, baby! Hi, amateurs! The Myena Hamfest is back on Saturday the 15th of November 2025. And we believe the last one was held in 2018, and we're excited to bring it back to life. The event will be held at the Myena Community Centre, located at the Great Lakes in central Tasmania, running from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. On the day, there will be snags, burgers, hot dogs, as well as tea, coffee and cordial available for purchase, and the bar will open at 3 p.m. Bring along your radio gear and electronics to sell and come browse the bargains. We're planning to have operating radio setups on display for both amateurs and the local community to explore, along with displays from supporting organisations. Some suppliers have already expressed interest in attending. Entry will be $5. Come along to the buy, sell, swap, chat, eat, and put faces to the names you hear on air. It's sure to be a great day out at a great location. More details coming soon. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. And QSL News, the Inward QSL Bureau information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau, as at the 27th of June, is in the email edition of the broadcast. And if you have recently moved, or if you have recently received or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to herman@ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide SSTV nights, and a light-hearted net night that saw the following participants: VK7s EV, ZAB, AX, OO, TW, ZCF, ZSB and KT, all sharing 50 photos. The main themes were 2025 Dark Mofo and fireworks from Krakenite. Single propeller aircraft, fighters from World War II through to a Piper Tomahawk. The Kenny Everett Show with Captain Kremen and Carla. Some horsing about. Complaints handling strategies and other highlights were a vintage car with a discreet HF antenna setup, the addition of the F-bomb to the weapons arsenal, a Tassie accurate clock that doesn't need to show minutes, the size of Uranus compared to the planet Earth, an upside-down house at Tasmasia, a set of mazes near Sheffield, a misunderstanding on the meaning of the bands, dummies for Windows and not the operating system, Mr. Squiggle and Blackboard, who appeared first on television on the 1st of July 1959. Does that make you feel old? A tongue-twisting cartoon rhyme. And what do you do if you find a spider on the toilet roll? And where do duck farts come from? Well, again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7 exchanged photos with PC1K and PA3EKI in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. And Tony will again connect the gateway next week at 6:30 p.m. Please note that Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nets on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the north. The SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from our VK7 Alpha Nancy. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And the main event at last week's Club Room Technical Night was provided by Trevor, VK7TB, ably assisted by Colin, VK7ZCF. It was a working demonstration of bandpass filter characteristics. It covered the use of a spectrum analyzer when analyzing the characteristics of a crystal bandpass filter, A spectrum analyzer has the ability to visually show the voltage or level of all frequencies between upper and lower limits defined by the user. This particular spectrum analyzer was a Rigol DSA815, which also incorporates a sweep generator. Simplistically, the sweep generator side of the spectrum analyzer generated a constantly increasing sine wave frequency between two sets at a very accurate voltage or amplitude. If the sweep generator is fed into the spectrum analyzer input, you get a horizontal line showing that the sweep frequency level is constant. If anything is placed between the sweep generator and input, you then have a visual representation of the effect that it is exhibiting on the signal at various frequencies. So Trevor started by connecting a high-quality German filter unit that was in the same league as used in Collins communication receivers. He was able to demonstrate the characteristics of the bandpass filter, namely center frequency, bandwidth, and the filter slope. Trevor also visually demonstrated the change to characteristics when adjusting the filter trim capacitors. He then moved on to looking at testing a single crystal. Needless to say, he had previously designed and constructed a test jig hi-hi. This allowed an individual crystal to be held for testing, as well as matching its impedance to the 50 ohms of the test equipment it was connected to. This allowed him to display the series resonance passband of the crystal under test. Trevor came prepared. He had a bank of 100 crystals purchased at the same time and identical within manufacturing repeatability and cost. These are the same crystals mentioned in the broadcast last year, the ones that were subjected to hundreds of tests by his Vecten analyzer to test and measure, then record all working equivalent parameters of the crystals. He was able to show the variations in characteristics by randomly picking crystals from his wide selection. Might be obvious, now Trevor has a need for a crystal filter and is currently focusing his research towards this. For those technically minded, Trevor is designing a 10-pole crystal ladder filter with a 100 dB out-of-band rejection and a 0.1 dB bandpass ripple. To achieve this, he requires crystal matching to within 10 Hz with a Q greater than 160,000. We then moved over to a computer, and Trevor showed us an interactive program that is a crystal ladder filter calculator called Dishow by DJ6EV. Now that's a pretty good starting point for this work in progress. Thank you to Trevor and Colin for a very informative night and demonstration of what is often talked about. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Yes, NTARC's rooms will be open to watch the Reist Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation presentation this Wednesday, the 2nd of July. Doors will be open by 7 p.m. and with a live Reist YouTube channel online by 7:30 p.m. See you there. And up and coming events, the on-air test and technical net session, every Wednesday testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8 p.m, and your host for the evening is Nick, VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey. Special Club Rooms Night Session, Wednesday the 2nd of July, live stream of the Reist Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation Presentation. Doors open at 7 p.m. Mid-Year Club Get-Together, Wednesday the 9th of July at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Club Rooms Technical Night Session, the next session will be Wednesday the 23rd of July from the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. till noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks, and 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. and we move down the Midlands Highway to the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, the Grand Clubrooms Reopening and Forum Night Essential Shack Test Equipment. And our special guests who came along to the Grand Reopening were Rob, Dan, VK3DNO and Utah from ICOM Australia, who also brought along some ICOM merch for prizes. Thanks, guys. We also saw Morgan, VK6MTF, who did his foundation license with us a while ago. Our grand reopening was performed with drumroll and huge thank yous to Anders, VK7TCP, Hayden, VK7HH, and the Hobart City Council, who agreed to replace the ceiling, and Tequity, especially the Christian who is their Sparky. We then headed into our June forum night, asking people what their top three pieces of shack test equipment is and why. And we started with Martin, VK7GN, who brought along his portable antenna Go box, complete with Rig Expert, with a screen that is clearly visible in sunlight. Rod, VK7TRF, demonstrated his power supply multimeter and Rigol digital oscilloscope, while Darren, VK4GEO, and Andy from the UK impressed us with their collection of multimeters, Rig Experts, Tiny SAs, and Nano VNAs. Steve, VK700, displayed dummy loads for both UHF and HF, and Richard, VK7ZBX, and Rex, VK7MO, showcased advanced microwave test equipment, including noise meters, weak signal sources, and even a differential GPS rig for precision aligning. Also featured were Matt, VK7MR's digital signal source, and Libra VNA, reaching up to 6.5 GHz, Paul, VK7PEP's well-stocked kit, included a Rig Expert, SDR Kits VNA, component testers, and an Ultra SA. Colin in VK uses a classic Marconi 2955 test set and a homemade microphone tester. Jim, VK7JZ, Dan, VK3DNO, and nearly everyone present, except Rex, had a Nano VNA. Stephen, VK7ST, brought along a SARC analyzer and a Rigol scope, while Morgan, VK6MTF, showed his Leatherman and RF Explorer for wireless mic tuning. Rounding out the gear parade were Hayden, VK7HH HP8920 service monitor, Justin, VK7TW's universal RF connector kit, and IFR COM120B, and Matt, VK7MAT's connector box, Rig Expert, and multimeter. Truly a toolkit treasure trove. Thanks to all involved, and if you missed it, you can catch the forum on the Reist YouTube channel and marvel at the 4K resolution. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and VK7 Broadcast News. The trial 11-meter rebroadcast, and Stephen, VK7SME, has put his hand up to trial an 11-meter HF CB Channel 24 rebroadcast on Sunday mornings and Tuesday nights for the Hobart area. The frequency of the Channel 24 is 27.235 MHz, and the mode is lower sideband, and Stephen will be taking callbacks. Thanks to Stephen and help from Mark, VK7FMAC, for getting the broadcast out on another frequency and demonstrating what amateur radio can do. We're currently building a patch box for Stephen, which will further improve the broadcast quality on this band. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. July presentation, Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation. This Wednesday night, we have a special presentation, and have you ever wondered how the Bureau of Meteorology or the Australian Antarctic Division or La Trobe Uni gather data about what the ionosphere is doing above them? Well, this presentation will be given by Dr. Stephen Newbury with assistance from Dr. Andrew Klekachuk, and will explore chirp sounder technology that has been deployed to gather data about what the ionosphere is doing real time. Dr. Stephen undertook his PhD at La Trobe Uni in digital phase pulsed ionosondes, and he did his work in the US in the development of a pulse compressed ionosonde, which is a digisonde portable sounder. And La Trobe Uni was known for its ionospheric research project called Superdawn Radar, which included the Tiger HF radar antenna array on Bruny Island. The presentation will also include some information about how amateurs can easily interpret some of the ionospheric prediction data that is available locally and globally on the interwebs. When? It's this Wednesday night, the 2nd of July, from 7:30 p.m., where Queen's Domain Clubrooms and Streaming and the Reist YouTube stream. See you there or on the stream 73 from the Reist Committee. July Forum Night, logging pen, computer or memory. Well, the July Forum Night is one topic that every ham encounters, logging. Whether you're a traditionalist with a pen and paper, a digital devotee using the latest logging software, or someone who relies purely on memory and is a brave soul, this night is for you. Come along and share your favourite method, software, shortcuts, or clever tricks of the trade. Whether you're tracing DX, contesting, or just jotting down casual QSOs, let's explore how we each tackle the timeless challenge of keeping track. Join us for the Reist Forum Night on Wednesday, the 9th of July, 2025, at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming online. See you there or on the stream 73 from the Reist Committee. And our August presentation night is Antarctic Diary Recollections. August will see a very special historical presentation from Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, about his dad's Antarctic diary from the International Geophysical Year in 1957. The diary was unearthed in a box at the South Hobart Resource Tip Shop and traced back to Andrew, and that's a story in itself. David Johns, VK0DJ, VK1DJ and VK7DJ headed south to Macquarie Island in 1954 and then to Mawson in 1957 for the geophysical year, which started in July 1957 and ended in December 1958. The aim of the International Geophysical Year was for simultaneous collection of data on a worldwide basis to take place, and David's physics role was to gather data about cosmic rays. There is some wonderful insight into life in Antarctica in 1957, and many stories will be told. When? That's Wednesday, August the 6th, 2025, from 7:30 p.m, where Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed on the Reist YouTube stream. See you there or on the stream 73 from the Reist Committee. And we move to space news. Rubin Observatory now live. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory, perched atop a mountain in Chile, has just released its first images captured by the world's largest digital camera. And they are nothing short of spectacular. These high-resolution shots showcase stunning astronomical features, both within and beyond our galaxy, including vast, painterly scenes of swirling galaxies and colourful gas clouds. ABC Environment reporter Peter de Cruff and astrophysicist Jonty Horner from the University of Southern Queensland both marvelled at the extraordinary detail, with Horner describing the images as breathtaking and remarkably sharp, even when zoomed in to the farthest point. What sets these images apart is not just their clarity, but the sheer scale they cover, something over high-tech telescopes struggle to achieve. The secret lies in the Rubin Observatory's powerful setup. It is a telescope with an 8.4-meter wide mirror, which funnels light into a massive state-of-the-art camera. And this camera doesn't just capture high detail, it captures high detail across an expansive area of space, enabling researchers to view vast cosmic scenes with unmatched resolution and scope. The camera's specs are staggering. While most smartphones boast about 12 megapixels and high-end digital cameras about 100 megapixels, the Rubin Observatory camera dwarfs them all with a colossal 3,200 megapixels and weighing in at 3,000 kilograms, that's nearly a kilogram per megapixel, it's a technological marvel. This breakthrough allows scientists to explore the universe in unprecedented detail, opening new doors for discovery and deepening our understanding of the cosmos. And that was sourced from the ABC Science website and summarised by Arthur Inglis. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. And VK7 regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, every Thursday night via the North-South Link, VK7RAF RJG. Statewide Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and the southern stations on the even minute. And the Reist Wags, or the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wags, the Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month, from around 6 PM in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. Reist 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 AM until 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM and then TechNet on 3.567 from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. NTARC Clubroom Technical Night Session Wednesday, the 23rd of July, from 6:30 PM at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 PM local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7 the Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM. The Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 USB. And VK7 events. Reist, the 2nd of July, Chirp Sounder Technology and Propagation Tool Interpretation Presentation in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed from 7:30 PM. NTARC, 9th of July, the Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal, Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, and email the Secretary to book a place, 6 PM for a 6:30 meal. Reist the 9th of July, forum logging paper, pen, computer or memory from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. Reist 6th of August, Antarctic Diary Recollections, Andrew, VK7AJ, from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. And Reist 3rd of September, weather balloon chasing from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streaming. And VK7, the 15th of November, the Myenna Hamfest, Community Hall, Myenna, from 10 AM. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7FRN. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres, any takers, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7ALH, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF CB24 VK7 FMAC, HF CB24 VK7 SME, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations who assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and we hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry, if it's not Tuesday nights, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call sign during that time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, wishing you 73 and good DX and happy end of financial year. And I can hear those radios being ordered already.